KOA1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. World leaders and environmental groups are expressing their disappointment with President Trump's decision to withdraw from the landmark Paris Climate Accord, the global effort to deal with the effects of climate change. Jesu Simon-Oni has more.
While protesters rallied outside the White House, Paris lit up its city hall in green light in response to President Donald Trump's announcement to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement on climate change.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
The landmark agreement consists of nearly 200 countries pledging to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions in an effort to combat climate change. Many world leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, also are criticizing Trump.
I do respect this decision, but I do think it is an actual mistake.
The UN calls the withdrawal a major disappointment for worldwide efforts to promote global security. The United States will join Nicaragua and Syria as the only countries that are not a part of the Paris Agreement. Jesu Samaoni, VOA News, Washington.
The United States is imposing new sanctions against 9 companies and 3 individuals suspected of having connections to North Korea's missile program. The U.S. Treasury Department said the measures taken Thursday will block the individuals and companies, including 2 Russian firms, from doing business with the U.S. nationals and will freeze any assets they hold in the U.S. The move comes as the United States has struggled to contain North Korea's nuclear and missile programs after the country launched 2 ballistic missiles last week. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. American military officials say U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria. Officials say the major battle for control of Raqqa from Islamic State militants could begin in the coming days. A gunman stormed a casino in the Philippine capital, torching gambling tables, creating a choking level of smoke that killed at least 36 people. The gunman was found dead of an apparent suicide in an adjacent hotel early today. At the White House, President Trump spoke about the incident.
We're closely monitoring the situation, and I will continue to give updates. Anything happens during this period of time, but it is really very sad as to what's going on throughout the world with terror. Our thoughts and our prayers are with all of those affected.
The incident at the Manila casino came as the Philippine military has been battling Islamic State